three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is the Thursday edition. The uh-oh edition. The Debo edition. The nice predicto edition. The hey! Bawk, 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 as Jesse likes to say. The chicken showed up at the game and his team lost edition.
Yeah, he doesn't have to come back.
He did slap Coach Bud's butt. That was a highlight.
Coach Butt
edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, on your Alexa smart speaker. Hey Alexa, open ESPN Milwaukee. And of course on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios inside the beautiful Spark building on East Washington Avenue. And while I try to figure out the, or I should say, investigators try to figure out the mystery hacker who stole my identity yesterday, we do have the identity of our cousin sub of the day, because I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but Tausch is on assignment for the rest of the week.
What?
I know. He doesn't miss many shows. It's very rare. Very rare. But he is missing today and tomorrow. And in his stead, he's not just a cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. He's not just our Bucks buddy. You hear him on the Bucks radio network. You hear him on the Bucks pregame show. Is that still Buck Shots? I think it's still Buck Shots. You hear him on the Bucks postgame show. You hear him at halftime of the Bucks game. Which, by the way, watching on television, I didn't really enjoy either one of the telecasts yesterday. I was wishing I was listening to Justin Garcia yesterday. You also hear him on Bucks Talk after the Bucks postgame show. You hear him on Bucks in 30, which is a program he does. You hear him on Bucks House, where he gives you real estate advice, and they advertise for St. Vincent de Paul, one of my other favorite places to shop. And apparently now, during the playoffs, you hear him on Bucks at 6, not in 6, because a six-minute show would be very short. Bucks at 6. He is our cousin sub of the day. He is Justin Garcia. It's a pretty long resume, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, my God, you sound like crap.
No, okay, I knew that was coming. You should have heard Tuesday on Scalzo and Bruss, where I borderline lost the voice. I actually feel pretty good. It's just I had a sinus infection last week, and now it's finally starting to come down. So the voice sounds terrible, but I feel great outside of the result of what happened, 10 hours ago now?
Yeah, it was a late ending, and it wasn't great. We'll get to that. Jesse, is it just me? Keep that music going, though. Despite his voice sounding like garbage, I feel great.
If he ever squeaks, if he's ever having issues, needs a cough today,
there's no squeaks.
We're just playing the song.
Are you having a flashback to...
No.
I feel fantastic. From Tausch, are you drinking tea? Because Jesse and I have seen this movie before.
This movie is much different than Tausch's I Feel Fantastic. We had to kick him off the show,
Jason. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We ended up doing the show, the two of us.
I won't do that to you, Jason. I pledge that. No, I do feel fantastic. It's, believe it or not, markedly better from where it was 48 hours ago, and I am drinking tea. I thought you were asking me if I had second thoughts on the prediction I gave, which, you know, how could I have predicted a Chris Middleton injury?
Well, we will get to your prediction. I know Jesse, you're very excited to cue that up. You have it all read. I mean, you have it like right now, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, this is two times in 3 years now that Justin has flat out lied to us. We might have to open a new application process for a new Bucks buddy, at least for the first round of the playoffs. He's pretty good on everything else. But this guy, I don't know if it's the sinus infection. I don't know if you're overworked. I know a thing or two about that.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
You can't figure out an Eastern Conference opening round playoff series, pal. What's the deal?
I figured it out last year.
One out of three.
Prediction last year.
One out of the same baseball. One out of three is like a shack at the line.
Yeah, well, again, far be it for me to, well, I don't know. It should be a sweep, but be careful. There's a chance Chris Middleton could get injured.
They were
that game before Middleton got injured last night.
Losing on the scoreboard, yes, but Chris Middleton's the reason why it was a 3-point game, and Chris Middleton leaves with 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter, or in the third quarter. Bulls hit two free throws, scored the first 9 points of the fourth quarter. It was a different game with him on the floor.
So your prediction of a sweep.
A laughable sweep, too, at that.
Yeah, and then you were even more adamant on your own program. Like, you were bold on our program, much more bold than Rob Boldski. But then I listened because I wanted to get some real estate advice as well, and and you were pretty confident leading into the series. Now, here's the question, though, as much as we want to tease you, how concerned are you about Chris Middleton's MCL? First of all, I'm not really used to coaches after a game in which a player is injured telling us what the injury is.
We're not used to that either. It's the first thing we all kind of said in a separate thread that I have of, I legitimately cannot believe he answered the question forthright immediately. Like, I thought for sure it would be, what's the latest on Chris? And like, well, he's going to have some testing done tomorrow, and we hope to know then. But to get immediately, yeah, it's an MCL sprain. He'll have an MRI. And you're like, wow. I did not expect to hear him that candid, and I was not hoping to hear that.
So he is undergoing more testing today.
MRI, yeah.
MCLs, they're kind of important to your knee. They do have some importance. How concerned are you when you heard those three letters and you saw, I was surprised, frankly, because when he went down the way he did,
it didn't look good.
It looked awkward. Really bad, right? Yeah. Really awkward. Yep. So how concerned are you, and how concerned should we be?
Scale of 1 to 10, for the long term, as in this playoffs, I'm at a 9 or an 8 for concern. I mean, anytime you hear ACL or MCL, regardless of what it is, it's not good. I mean, we were told Kawhi Leonard had an ACL sprain last year. Then it actually turned out to be an ACL tear, and he hasn't played since the second round of the playoffs. So, I think everybody has probably tried to play Dr. Google in the last 12 hours or so and see, like, MCL sprain, how long is that usually? I don't anticipate you're going to see Chris Middleton again in this series, and even then, this feels like it's probably a 3-week injury, 2 weeks at best, so yeah. I don't think you're going to see him in this series, and let's assume you advance, which I do think they will. That means you're probably not seeing him for the duration of the second round series either, which against the Boston team that continues to look really, really good, Chris Middleton's kind of important.
So I know from my experience, not with my own MCL, but covering plenty of MCL injuries, that, hey, if you're an offensive lineman in the NFL, some of them play through it, even though they shouldn't, right? I mean, that is a completely different, what's the old saying, kettle of fish? than we're talking about here with a basketball player who is playing a vastly different game. But it is also a really important piece of what that team is. So what do you anticipate them to do in Game 3 to at least fill the void in the short term, as they hope that this is not something that's going to keep him out until, say, the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you need better offensive games from Drew Holiday. That he played pretty well for stretches of that game, but still not enough. Where if Chris Middleton's going to be out, you can't have some of the shooting lines that we've had from Drew Holiday the first two games of the series. 6 of 16 yesterday. You need more than 15 points. Now, Brook Lopez did a good job of kind of picking up some of that slack, but, you know, also, oh, by the way, Bobby Portis, who's pretty important to that bench, went down with an issue with his eye. It sounds like the good chance he'll play Friday, if not Sunday, but still, you know, they're in a spot now where Coach Budenholzer kind of cautiously tiptoed around this going into the playoffs and said, you know, we feel overall pretty good about our health going into the playoffs. We could be in a better spot, but we have the majority of our guys and our main core pieces are relatively healthy, so we feel pretty good about that. Fast forward 8-9 days, and Chris Middleton goes out for maybe the duration of this series, and who knows how much longer. You lose Bobby Portis for basically the entire game, and who knows if he'll play Friday with that eye issue. George Hill, kind of mysteriously just before, well, not mysteriously, but just before the playoffs, pops up on the injury report again, and
right.
Oh, by the way, he's out and hasn't been on the floor in the postseason. Coach Budenholzer saying yesterday, yeah, we don't think this is a long-term thing, but also reading between the lines, I don't expect to see George Hill on Friday, maybe Sunday. So gone from health being, yeah, we could be better, but we feel pretty good about where we are, to, man, Bucks all of a sudden are dealing with a ton of injuries. So, I mean, you need Giannis and Drew to really pour it on, and you need that third guy. And it was Brook Lopez last night, but, you know, to me, it's guys like Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton, especially position-wise.
Yeah.
One of those two guys has to have some type of impact and hit shots. And I just keep looking at Pat because ever since he returned from that injury, he seemingly, I don't know if it's rust, he hasn't really been the same guy. His first game back, I think he hit 5 threes, but then it kind of tailed off. And, you know, even yesterday, when you look at Pat Connaughton, 23 minutes, 3 points and 3 rebounds. I mean, we're used to seeing Pat Connaughton hitting multiple threes, and he's the guy where it's like Pat Connaughton played, you know, 18 minutes and still got 9 rebounds. How did that happen? And he's just not having that impact. So I do wonder if you put Pat Connaughton in the starting lineup to try and juice him there and maybe get some of that production. But, you know, I think at this point we know you can count on Giannis, and I still feel like you can count on Drew Holiday when the chips are down, but you need somebody outside of that, because yesterday it was kind of a carryover where Giannis was really good, at least statistically. Brook had a big game, and Chris was huge in the third quarter, but it was everything outside of that that just you couldn't get anything, and that was the story Sunday. It was Giannis and nothing else.
Yeah, and I thought Pat Connaughton's night was summed up by back-to-back possessions on each end of the floor where he was one of the guys who got out-rebounded on the long rebound on that one possession, and then you could see his exasperation on both those plays, and you could just feel like, okay, this is starting to get away from them. Jesse, for you, as a fan, we'll get to you being so excited that you convinced Aaron Rodgers and shamed him into going to a game, but where is your concern level after what happened last night?
Well, first of all, my excitement level's at like a 9, that it sounds like you really watched the game last night.
I did.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was there?
I know. That was definitely not why I watched. I was busy dealing with the Green Bay Police Department and the Federal Trade Commission and the DMV trying to get my identity back. But
did you buy tickets for the game last night without you knowing?
Yes, exactly. I hope my mystery guest enjoyed himself. Yes. But I have to. I am not a Gus Johnson guy, so I switched over to the Bucks broadcast. And I look, Marcus Johnson is one of my all-time heroes. But obviously that is the Bucks broadcast, so it has a little bit of a Homer bent to it, which I get.
What?
So I was just, it was just hard for me to kind of find the comfort zone. I really like Brian Anderson and Grant Hill, and they did game one, and I was kind of missing them last night. But yes, I watched almost the entire game after I saw everyone complaining on Twitter that the game was not starting yet. I noticed there were people that were very impatient about tip-off.
Got it.
That was real fun.
Wisconsin Colgate vibes for that one.
Well, so we get an email the day of or the day before the game from the NBA communications department of here's your tip time for the game. And just to take a peek behind the curtain, for most games, it's 10 minutes after the scheduled tip time. That if you play at 8:30, it's actually an 8:40 tip, or 8 o'clock, okay. It's 8:10. ESPN and TNT timings are a little different, so it can be shorter, it can be longer, but the original message we got was 8:30 tip tomorrow. I was like, great. I mean, even less work for me. Jesse and I can align on that. I have to talk less, and it's a shorter pregame. Awesome. And then we get a adjustment to it of, oh, never mind, 8:40 tips. I'm like, oh, okay. And then when we get to the arena... Yeah, well, five. But yeah, when we get to the arena, walking around near the court and hearing people talk, like, yeah, I think this is going to be closer to 9. Like, wait a minute, what? And like, yeah, well, the first TNT game, look where that's at. And I looked at my watch, and it's halftime, and it's like 7:40 or something. And you think, oh, yeah, this is not good. Yeah. And then comes the text from the Bucks PR department. By the way, 8:50 tip tonight. I thought, oh, my God.
Well, it gave Aaron Rodgers lots of extra time to mingle. I saw Dr.
Dave
got to see him.
Yeah.
And a few others. We'll talk about his presence and whether Jesse successfully shamed him into it. But in the interim... Well, I'm not going to yell, just add a patio door, just so you can feel like Tausch is here. But we will spend more time with our cousin sub of the day and our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia, who is in for Tausch today and tomorrow if his voice holds up.